kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kailangan ba ng show money sa aplikasyon at magkano? Dapat ba may invitation letter mula sa kakilala? Ano bang mga dokumentong kailangan? Ilan lang yan sa mga karaniwang tanong ng mga kababayan natin tungkol sa visitor visa application sa Australia. Kaya naman sa episode na ito ng Trabaho, Visa at iba pa, kukonsulta tayo sa isang migration expert sa paraan, proseso at mga tips.
Trabaho, Visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, Visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng kaalamang kaugnay ng Australian Visitor Visa application ha, kasama natin ang isang registered migration agent at ang director at principal migration consultant ng SIG Migration na si Ms. Elaine Cagiwa. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ms. Elaine.
Magandang umaga, TJ.
Nako, salamat. Matagal-tagal tayong hindi nagkausap pa.
Oo nga, na-excite ako that I was invited back. Thank you.
Oo, that was a long time ago. Nako, pero ngayon ang pag-uusapan natin ay kung nakadati pa napag-usapan natin pa ng work visa. Ngayon naman, ang pag-uusapan ng tourist visa dahil marami tayong kababayan na, or visitor visa pala, yung pinaka-technical term, ano. Bago natin puntahan yung mga common questions dito, Ms. Elaine, pwede mo bang ipaliwanag muna, ano ba yung visitor visa sa Australia?
Yeah, the visitor visa, or still the tourist visa, still the right term, is utilized for people to want to come and visit Australia, to tour around, visit family and friends, attend the concert, whatever. Yeah.
Madaming tanong mga kababayan natin, lalo na yung mga may kamag-anak na gusto dalhin dito, or yung iba naman mga mahal sa buhay. Pero number one muna, ano ba yung mga pangunahing steps o yung mga hakbang sa pag-apply? Siguro yung mga briefly, no, sa pag-apply ng tourist visa.
Okay. First and foremost, pag-gather ng documents. Then you go online, create an IMEI account, and then you submit the visitor visa application online. And then you'll have to go get your biometrics done for the identity and you wait for the result. So
it's simple. So ganun pala yung proseso, mabilis lang. At laging online na to, Ms.
Yes,
Elaine.
Yes po, yeah. Online yung application, pero in person yung biometrics.
Okay, yung biometrics, ito yung pagkuha ng mga fingerprints.
Correct.
Tama
and
po
photo.
Ba? Sa Pilipinas, kung tayo nagkakamali, may mga ilang lugar, di ba, na pwedeng puntahan. Like sa Makati, kung tayo nagkakamali, ano.
Correct.
Sasabihin naman,
after lodgement, you will get a referral letter with the instructions there on where to go.
Oo, parang ang simple pag pinakinggan ng ano, pero madaming kaakibat ito na naku yung document, ano man documents, yung mga requirements, ano ba yung requirements, dami mong mga ganun na iisip, ano. Unahin natin yung documents, ano ba yung mga basic o yung mga karaniwang dokumento na kailangan ng isang aplikante?
Yes, actually that's the hardest part. Inuna ko yun kasi collection of the documents, you must have that ready before even applying. The application process itself is mabilis, but it's making sure that you have the right documentation to make a strong application. So you have to explain to immigration what is the purpose of your visit, but at the same time convince immigration what is the purpose of you going back to your home country after the visit, right? So what are the incentives there? So first, yung purpose ng visit. So obviously, the reason why you want to come and visit. If you're visiting friends or relatives or family, invitation letter, syempre, itinerary, kung may occasion like wedding, you know, invitation for that. So what is the purpose of the visit? Then on the other side of the coin, you need to show incentive or what are your ties that will encourage you to return back home. So if you have a job, evidence of your employment, evidence of your funds and assets, basically your financial capacity back home, to show immigration that you live a good, comfortable life in Philippines and you'd want to go back there or your home country for that matter.
Puntahan ko yung sa purpose ng visit. So lahat ba kailangan may invitation dito? Kasi yung karaniwang, kailangan ko ba ng, paano kung wala akong kamag-anak doon o pubisa lang, gusto ko lang mag-tour? Paano yun? Pa may mga ganun bang cases?
Yes, there is. But basically, kung you're not being invited by a specific person, you can show, like, say, for example, you're coming for a conference, details of the conference, or a tour. Give the details from the travel agent of the tour that you're undertaking and the itinerary, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Kung ano yung, kung ilang araw ka, yung mga
correct.
Ganyan, at yung hotel booking mo, kasama
that's,
rin yun,
that's
diba?
Right. All of your travel plans laid out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Pero hindi mo naman kailangan mag-book agad or kailangan nakabook ka na?
I actually discourage booking flights before getting the visa. So if you're going through, say, a travel agent, they can provide naman eh, the itinerary, your intended itinerary. You can show that.
Doon naman sa part ng sa ano yung home ties on one, no? Dahil isa to sa mga tricky, sa mga nag-avail or nag-apply, lalo na yung tourist, yung show money na sinasabi nila, magkano ba yung kailangan? Laging yan, di ba? Naku, magkano ba? Eh, ito lang ang pera ko. Pwede mo ba kaming bigyan ng ballpark ng, magkano ba yung kailangan usually?
In fact, there is actually no specific amount in the regulations in terms of show money. So I always say the more you have, the better. But as a minimum, say if you're coming here for 3 months, I would like to see $3,000 to $5,000 in your account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kasama ba dyan, halimbawa yung mga assets mo, kailangan mo ipakita din? Kasi syempre, di ba, sabi mo yung home ties eh, di ba? Ano ba yung specific yung home ties? Number one, yun nga yung pera, mayroon kang sapat siguro na pera na panggala mo dito. Pero yung ano pa yung mga mag-ano sa'yo? Like, trabaho ba? Yun ba?
Mm-hmm. So some people think na pera is enough. You know, you can just put $50,000 in your account and you're good. But it's not actually what immigration looks at. You know, they will look at your circumstances, your living conditions back in your home country. So, meron bang dahilan na kailangan mong umuwi? So, employment is a very, very good one. So, when someone asks me, you know, can I process a visitor visa? My first question is, are you employed? Because that's quite important. So evidence of your employment, like payslips and not just a certificate of employment, but a letter from your employer to say that you're going on leave.
Mm.
And that you're expected to return.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, kailangan pala, ano bang tawag sa letter of employment?
Leave approval, confirmation of employment, confirmation of leave, payslips. Because that's the sort of stuff that immigration will look at. And as well as other home ties, like, you know, your assets, may bahay ka ba? Do you have family back home that you need to go home to? Do you have dependents that you need to tend to? Or even pets. We include pets in the application.
Mm.
You know, all of your responsibility and obligations that will compel you to have to go home at the end of your visit.
Eh, paano naman, naku, wala akong trabaho, pero gusto kong pumunta. May mga ganyan, di ba? Na, bawa, may gustong ipabisita na kamag-anak, wala namang trabaho, o baka may negosyo. Yung negosyo siguro, pupwede. Anong pwedeng gawin doon?
Yeah, a lot of people say to me, I'm unemployed, but they're actually self-employed because meron silang business, whether it's like an online business or, you know, sari-sari store, it's still self-employment in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are completely unemployed, I will be very frank and honest sa pag-advise sa client na there is a high risk of a refusal, right? Unless, you know, you're studying or you're doing. Kasi what are you busy with? What are you doing day to day? What are your obligations? So usually, pag sa consultation, I really dig down to think about what do you do every day?
Mm-mm.
You know, so maybe they have other obligations that they're doing.
Yeah. Halimbawa naman, yung health requirements, kasi isa to, diba, sa mga ano, pwede nating puntahan yun, may kailangan bang health requirements sa visitor visa?
Yeah, so if you're applying for 3 months or less, hindi naman kailangan mag-visa medicals unless you're aged. But there are, on the application form in itself, may mga health declarations doon that you have to answer honestly. And if it's just, you know, slight illnesses, nothing severe, nothing that will cost the government a lot of money if anything happened to you within your short period of stay, it should be fine. You might be required to do visa medicals if you answer yes to any of those health declaration questions.
Okay, so yung nangangailangan ba nito ay yung mas mahaba sa 3 months or may age bracket?
So 75 and up usually are requested to do medicals. Pero yeah, if you're under that age and then 3 months or less lang, wala namang mandatory visa medicals.
Mm.
Pero if you answer yes to any of those health declaration questions in sa application, it might trigger the department to ask you to do the medicals anyway. So for example, have you had a history of TB? Something like that. Then they might ask you to do the medicals just in case because they look at the public risk.
Napunta natin yung financial health. Meron ba bang requirements? Like character requirements? May mga ganun din ba?
Yeah. Again, you don't need to provide police checks for visitor visas. Mm. But on the application form, meron ding character declarations. Mm. So if you answer yes to any of that, that might prompt them to ask for a police check.
Paano masusure na kumpleto na? Meron bang parang checklist na dapat na? Or provided ba yun online? Ano yung checklist ng mga ganyan?
Actually, yeah, you get an idea. Kasi after you do the application form, there's a section there where you upload the documents and may pick list done where you choose the title of your document. So you get a general idea on what immigration is expecting when you're uploading the documents. But mas mainam pa rin to do the research or consult a migration agent so that because everyone's situation is different. Mm. And the ones online is just a generic pick list that they have. So it's good to do your own research, prepare your own, and then upload the document.
Naipasa mo na. Ano na yung dapat gawin after nung maipasa mo na, submit mo na yung ano? Meron bang dapat kang hintayin or may follow up or means halimbawa nalimutan ko susunod ko pwede ko pa bang ihabol yun, may mga ganun ba?
You can absolutely upload more documents right up until the time of decision, so they have to consider all of the documents that you upload when it's uploaded before the time of decision. But after nun, so obviously you upload your documents, you make the payment, may email ka from immigration with acknowledgement of the application plus yung pag biometrics as well, and then you wait for the result.
Ay, yung bayad nabanggit mo kanina, may payment, baka naman yung iba excited na yung pala biglang nag-surprise sa payment. Magkano ba ang cost at least ngayon 2025, ngayong October 2025?
It's not too bad now, it's only 200. If you're outside Australia, it's 200, pero if you're in Australia applying for a visitor visa like extending, it's 500.
Okay. Mas. Halimbawa, family yung mag-a-apply. Meron ba dong sa IMI account na mag-a-apply ka na sabay-sabay na sila or individual account usually?
Individual accounts. Individual applications. Mm-hmm. You can have the one account and lodge individual applications. So pag family, the application is per person and the bayad is per person too. Mm-hmm. But you can link them. So you can put them as a group, like travel companions, so they are assessed together as a group. But yeah, it is an individual application, but it can be on the same IMEI account.
May mga kababayan din tayo na dito, ay ako na magpo-process niyan, bawa yung DIY, or ikong mag-process niyan sa Pilipinas. Ano, pwede ba yun na iba yung tao, may kamag-anak dito sa Australia, yung magpo-proseso?
Pwede naman, yeah. So kung yung kamag-anak mo sa Australia will do the IMEI account for you, and then they can declare themselves as an authorized recipient, right? Not as a migration agent, authorized recipient. So they can do that for them. But just making sure that they answer all of the questions, especially the health and character declarations. Baka naman puro no.
Hindi pala alam.
Yeah, so make sure you get the relevant information from the visa applicant directly.
Gano'n ba katagal usually ang lumabas?
Natutuwa ako sa processing time actually lately. Ang bilis niya. So currently the processing time is like around 23 days or less, but from yan yung published, but from my experience lately we're getting them turned around in 2 or 3 days or within a week. So mabilis lang talaga, which means you have to have complete documents before.
Ano ba yung pangkalahatang payo mo para naman din yung mga tips para again hindi ma-refuse at yung sa dokumento ay kumpleto na agad?
Yes, definitely. So before lodging, prepare all of the documents. They need to be complete. They need to be recent. And get in there early. Kahit na mabilis ang processing ngayon, I can forecast that it's going to slow down during the holiday period kasi syempre maraming naka-leave sa Department of Immigration and also there's a high volume of applications as well. So get in there early, lodge a complete application, and if there are any complications, so you might think there's a risk, like for example unemployment or bad visa history, previous refusals, please consult a migration agent.
Nako, ayan. Maraming salamat, Ms. Elaine.
You're welcome.
Ayan, napakinggan natin ang Director at Principal Migration Consultant ng SEEK Migration na si Ms. Elaine Cagiwa. Pero paalala po, ang mga impormasyon at paliwanag sa podcast na ito ay pangkalahatang gabay lamang. Para sa payong angkop sa inyong sitwasyon, maaaring kumonsulta sa isang legal expert, registered migration agent sa Australia o bisitahin ang website ng Department of Home Affairs.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
trabaho, visa, at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.